weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, that song, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room. Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Group Section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. This week, there was a person from Orthodox Church came to our room and said something very interesting. He said that Christians, and especially Orthodox Christians, their religion is based on prayer and humility, not on meditation. And he's right. Christians pray and learn to be humble, and that is a great part of God's plan. And Far East and mystical path teach meditation to awaken your spiritual forces. As he said many times, prayer is to talk to God, and meditation is to listen to Him. Now, if we are trying to listen to God, but our ego is still intact, and we close our eyes and start meditating, what do we hear? Is with our ego let God come through, or it's going to be like an umbrella on our head, and it's going to be between us and God? Therefore, meditation for those who are not humble and do not go to God in prayer and on their knees might become even more egoistical, and not only they would not listen to God and not hear Him, but that they might even resonate and make the ego in a greater degree to come through. But those who just pray and never meditate, they are humble, but they never let God talk to them. So they keep asking God things instead of letting God tell them in deeper level in their spirit what is His plan and what God wants them to do, so they can go in deeper level. So again, the meditation and prayer go hand in hand. Both of them are necessary for a greater accelerated spiritual progress. So we can see again in this respect, mission unifies those who pray and those who meditate, and bring a balance between Eastern and mystical teachings and Western or Judeo-Christian Islamic Baha'i, which do not emphasize on meditation, but they emphasize on humility and prayer. Again, the unification has come to humanity and teach them that their approach alone is not perfect, but the perfection is been divided to humanity in different religions and philosophies and understanding. So if they understand this, those who meditate humbly will go to their knees and learn how to be humble, and when they meditate in humility, not with ego. And those who know how to pray, who are humble, they can close their eyes and listen to God in a greater degree and understand His revelation and the scriptures and realize that indeed God said, prophesied this revelation will come at the end time, and there is no one on earth that knows the whole truth until the seventh angel comes. And therefore, no matter what the religions are, what the beliefs are, what the preacher says, what anybody preaches before the seventh angel, this revelation, they cannot reveal to them the whole truth. No matter if they are Jews, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindus, Baha'is, Kabbalists, Sufis, no matter what. Only after the seventh angel come, after this revelation come and unify them together, and we just saw even prayer and meditation, both are necessary and go hand in hand. Either of them alone is not perfect. Therefore, we are inviting humanity to come and see the Word of God, recognize it and realize the Scriptures, see that He has already said that no one knows the truth until the seventh angel, and therefore they should stop fighting with us and start praying and meditating and realizing that God indeed has prophesied of coming of this revelation, and they are obligated. The salvation is based on the Word of God, and the Word of God clearly says they don't know the whole truth. Therefore, they should stop even trying to compare this revelation with anything before it. Should stop just throwing the dogmas, you know, to the mission and its member, and come humbly, pray to God, and meditate on His words, and realize and recognize that they are indeed in a great period of human history and evolution and revelation of God. The seventh seal is opened. The book sealed with the seventh seal is revealed. Now every man and woman and child can read this revelation and understand the plan of God and what God has been doing. Not my will, not I want to be correct, but God's will and recognition of His words and Scripture. Therefore, humanity is called again to meditate, to pray, to see, to understand, and go beyond their own narrow religions, dogmas, and misunderstandings, and recognize that God has fulfilled what He had promised to the prophets, and now all humanity can see His words and truths and will on earth. And as humanity and more people recognize and realize this, of course, they will see that they are all the children of God. Only those who are more humble and those who meditate deeper and closer to God and manifest His will are greater in His kingdom. And those who keep their ego and dogmas and fight God's words and revelation. They are doing that in their own peril and destruction. When God sets a movement, a revelation in motion, those who have been called for and see it will come closer to Him, and those who go against it will be thrown away more and farther away from God and His will. So this mission is not just a room in Paltok or a call that just can be looked at as another movement or cult. This is the call to the soul of man and for his or her salvation. All welcome to the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. This room is for everyone to go to our website and read and know our teachings and come to this room and have a conversation with me and let us discuss the teachings, how all the religions of the world has been sent by one God. There is not 200,000, 300,000, 400,000. There is only one God. And He prophesizes for a long time before He sends a prophet or a revelation to humanity. And when that prophet comes, He brings the message of God to man. Now this is the last message of God to humanity, which is prophesied to come at the end time, that it's the opening of the seven seals and the books sealed with the seven seal. Many people from other religions come to us and tell us that another prophet was the last prophet, and they have to recognize and realize that they don't know much about the revelation, the opening of the seven seals, opening of the book with the seven seal, that no one can open it but the line of the tribe of Judah. And therefore, they cannot be the last revelation. The last revelation has been given to humanity with clear signs how it will come. It will fulfill all the prophecies before it. And it brings this revelation to humanity with clear signs. All this thing has happened to glorify God and recognize and realize that indeed God exists. He is the Spirit. He is in every man and woman and child. And the sooner they get rid of their ego and connect themselves to the Spirit, as Christ said, you have to worship the Spirit in you. Spirit of God is not in Jerusalem or in the mountain or here or there, but it is in humanity, every man and woman. This is the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. You should go to our website and study our teachings and come back and ask questions you might have about these teachings. And of course, when God prophesied that this revelation will come, He also prophesied that when the book sealed with the seventh seal was opened, the whole universe rejoiced. That is the miracle of this mission, the message to man. There is no prophet ever before this have revealed that the miracle of his mission is his message. And if you understand the message of this mission, it will heal you. It will heal humanity. It is even greater than healing an individual. It is a miracle of healing a whole earth. We teach you how to heal yourself, how to heal your spirit, how to heal your society, how to heal earth. So we eventually have an environment that every person can progress physically, mentally, and spiritually to the highest, and eventually, of course, bring the kingdom of God on earth and realize that indeed the Spirit is in charge, and the sooner humanity recognizes that and accept that and bring that Spirit in all level of their society and life, the sooner they will have the peace that everybody talks about, discuss it, they even go to war for it, but they do not bring it to man. But now the way has been given, the book is opened, the time is for everybody to overcome everything else, but to devote themselves to understanding of this revelation and teaching of God, and throw away their dogmas and their own understanding, but come to God's understanding. Before 12,000 years ago, humanity was mostly in a spirit. They had power over many elements in the universe. They failed, and eventually the flood of Noah came, and man became completely powerless. The third eye was closed, and they no longer had access to a spirit. Go ahead, Shirin.
Salam Maitreya, and everyone. This is a topic that came up into Pal Talk also this week. Someone from one religion defined Day of Judgment as one way, and it created some discussion in the room. So I'm wondering if you could speak more on what is really the Day of Judgment.
Sure. Well, the Day of Judgment is every day. Anytime we take an action, there is a reaction in the universe, and either we pay for the incorrect action, or we create a good reaction in the universe by following good actions. That is the individual Day of Judgment. There are collective Day of Judgment or karma, which a group might create by acting together and creating a karmic bound and reaction in the universe. And there is also the Day of the Judgment, when the end time will come, which we are at it now, in the first period of the Day of Judgment. And that's why this revelation comes to humanity and called them back to God and revealed that what God has been doing for 12,000 years. And now, of course, in this call, those who are elects and they have progressed, they will come together and eventually will bring the kingdom of God on earth for 1,000 years. And after 1,000 years, there is going to be another fall. And that is going to be the final Day of Judgment. Those who have progressed, of course, will go to the next stage or evolutionary step. What is that? It's going to be revealed to us in 1,000 years, and in that time many souls will reach pure consciousness. And those who have not progressed, of course, will lag behind and might have to wait for a long time before incarnated to progress in a greater degree. This Day of Judgment, or the final Day of Judgment, has been symbolically revealed to humanity as a day that God will come to man and open the books and show them their deeds in the past and judge them. Those who have progressed go to heaven, and those who lag behind will go to hell. Of course, many people have tried to explain heaven and hell as a physical places. Hell is a place that you never die and you're born all the time, and you know, and it's a torture forever, for eternity. And the heaven is the nice place with the beautiful flowers and water, and whatever you desire is there for you, and therefore you are in a blissful state of provided all the material thing you need or you want. But in our teaching it clearly says heaven and hell is not a place. It's a state of consciousness. If heaven and hell still have a material attribute, it is not ultimate. It is a place. It has the manifested and manifestation. We're not striving for anything that is manifested, but we are striving to go to a state that is even beyond mind, is oneness with God. Therefore, heaven is being one with God, and hell is being disconnected from God. Well, when we are connected to God, of course, you are in a blissful state of oneness, and that is where heaven is. And when you are not connected to God, your ego is between you and God, and ego wants, desires, is attached. And all the vices that humanity will suffer for is greedy, is wants, is never satisfied, it dominates, it fights, it create chaos and wars and destruction and all the impurities that we can see on earth at this time become narrow in vision. Instead of expanding their vision and see that the universe is full of infinite resources, they concentrate only resources on earth, and therefore they go to war with each other. Who controls those resources? Instead of realizing if they reach the space and see the infinite resources, everybody will have higher standard of living, and if they understand our teaching also, they utilize everything toward becoming divine, becoming godly. And they are already in hell, you know, and they should all stop and recognize and realize these teachings and bring God back among themselves and look at each other as the children of God, as the people who belong to God. And there is no separation between them. Therefore, hell and heaven is in a state of consciousness. Of course, there are levels of consciousness. Being in heaven, if you reach pure consciousness in this lifetime and you decide not to go in but to turn and help everyone else to go to God, actually you cannot go in according to our teaching. Even when you reach pure consciousness, you will be sent back to humanity. You will be spewed out of the mouth of God. So even when you get there, you cannot enter. You will come back. Of course, you will be in a higher consciousness and you have a desire to help and guide humanity, go to God. If you go to pure consciousness and you die and later on come back to health, you will be in pure consciousness, but at the same time you will be in the body, so you will have two nature, as Christ said, Son of God and Son of Man. You will have two nature, but at the same time, when you are connected to God, you can manifest the Spirit of God, and therefore you are in heaven while you are in the body. And of course, ultimate heaven is when everyone who have progressed in 1,000 years will enter pure consciousness and become one with God and return home. When they return home, it's not a place, but it's the state of pure consciousness. It's known to many different mystical paths with different words, like nirvana, oneness with God, you know, transcendental state of consciousness. That is where the ultimate goal of humanity is. They have to reach back to God, where they have come from. Okay? So that is the correct explanation of hell and heaven. Because if we say hell and heaven is a place, then we make a mistake on not seeing that any place that has the manifestation is not the ultimate, is not the essence. I hope that answered that question, and the person who has that question probably can listen to this conversation, which will be in our website in a couple of hours from now, and they can receive the answer. That should help all the people who believe in the heaven and the hell as a place and realize what they believe is not correct. How can hell and heaven be a place? Because then it's not the essence, it's not God. Apparently there is a question, what does the judgment day mean? Okay, that is the topic we were just talking about. And so again, in this way, humanity will have a better understanding of heaven and hell. Of course, the human consciousness has not been this high as it is now. They have not been as educated, as did not have ways to think as deep as possible. They were struggling with physiological and safety needs. But as the mission is implemented, physiological and safety needs will be less and less important, because by sharing and creating an environment that there is no fear, and there will not be that much of a struggle to have physiological and safety needs taken care of. And that's, of course, the very first step. It's the second step of our teachings, the comings of light. Create an environment that everybody is provided physically, and from the security point of view, so they don't have to worry about when they came to this world, what they're going to do when they get old, or where did the next meal come from. And that can easily be provided for everyone on earth if we stop all this waste that we are creating on earth by wars and destruction and depending on the resources only on earth instead of the whole universe. The teaching to the universe, there is infinite resources, therefore they do not have to fight, and also there is enough for everybody's. As Gandhi said, there is enough for everybody's need, but there is not enough for everybody's greed. When your physiological and safety need has been taken care of, then you can meditate in a greater degree and understand these teachings much better, instead of believing that you will go to a place with a physical attribute as heaven or hell, but you strive to become a better person. You strive to be compassionate. You strive to see God in everybody and everyone. Recognize that no matter where anybody is, they have the essence of God in them. And therefore, more and more, more people will strive to bring peace on earth and teach the unity of man. Instead of separating them by religion, philosophy, ideology, political maneuvering, greed, and all the vices that on earth, even at this time that we speak, is going on. This is the time of growing up for humanity. It is time that they learn how practice individually themselves, how to heal themselves. This is not the time of the miracles for individual, but it's the time of the miracle for collective humanity. And that miracle is our teachings, will bring that peace and unity to humanity and heal them of their vices, their greed, their misunderstanding, their religion persecution, and religious bondage that many spiritual intellectual spiritualists have put on man. So we are here to free men, to connect them to God, which is the ultimate freedom for everybody. Truly know God will free you. Following a religion will bound you. Truly know God, you will see the Spirit of God in everyone. Following a religion, you will separate yourself from other people, because each of them have different religion than you, and therefore you create disunity and destruction. Therefore this revelation and teaching is the salvation of man in every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, individually and collectively. We cannot keep our ego, we cannot keep our own understanding, and at the same time expect this revelation to help us. This revelation is the call to action, call to progress. This revelation is call to sharing and oneness. This revelation is perfection in motion. If you understand this and follow it, you will have no choice but shatter all narrowness of the mind and free yourself from all the bondages that have made you feel separated from the rest of the humanity, and therefore you become a part of the problem instead of solution. This mission will make you a part of the solution. And we indeed need many, many thousands and hundreds and millions of people who will become a part of the solution. And more we create such a people and they come together and share and understand these teachings, the sooner we will have the kingdom of God on earth. But at this time, humanity is not ready for this revelation at all. They are still deep in their dogmas and misunderstandings. They do not have the Spirit of God in them. Indeed, they put God out every day, more and more from every level in their lives, from their individual life, from their community life, from their national life, and from their life on earth. God does not have much room in their egoistical way of pursuing life. Wherever there is ego, there is a delusion of separation from God, and therefore they are in hell. Where there is God, there is unity and oneness, and therefore any philosophy and teaching and understanding that separates any part of the universe from any other part is not from the Spirit of God, but it surely is from the ego that is man-made. Now humanity can see in this revelation that they are not separated. Nothing can be separated, any part of the universe from another part. This is the healing message to man. Come and see what God has been doing. How he has been sending all these revelations, and he had told his prophet that no one knows the end time. He sealed the happening at the end time, even to great visionaries like Daniel, Ezekiel, and told them, although I showed you what the end time is going to be, but seal it, do not reveal to humanity. When the end time comes, the seven angels will open the seven seals and show humanity what is the way out. Now we have people come to our room and tell us they know. They know what God wants, and their religion is the best. How could you know that? If the seventh seal has not been opened and your teaching is come before the seven seals is opened and the prophet of the seventh seal has come, how can you even claim that you have the whole truth? You cannot. Nobody could. But the people are in this mission and they know these teachings, they can. They can claim we have the whole truth. And all truth include yours. We do not fight with you. We do not argue with you. We give you the message and the truth. It's up to you to go and study and see this truth in a depth and deepest level and realize indeed it is the Word of God. If you didn't, we leave you to God. Even then we don't have to argue with you. Fine. You don't see the vision and you think still your religion is the best with all the clear signs that God has given to you and still you cannot see it. I leave you to God. And you leave us to God and see who is the truthful one. There's another question from Shirin. Is that the real meaning of blasphemy to put God out? That was another topic discussed this week. Could be. It could be one of the blasphemy against God. Many things can be blasphemy. Even accusing the prophet of God not to be the prophet of God, saying bad thing about the previous prophets, and do not realize and recognize why they did what they did in those situations. If they see the vision of God and then do not accept it, but attack it, if they put God out of their life, God is the salvation of man. They have to put him in every level in their life. If they put him out, of course, they are not following the reason for this creation, which is to focus on light, so you will go to light. If you are not focusing absolutely 100% on light, you have no choice but to be focused on darkness. If you are in a tunnel and there is a light at the end of it, if you focus on the light at the end of the tunnel, you will get out of the tunnel. But if you keep focusing on the darkness inside the tunnel, you might never get out. to put a blasphemy of the truth is whatever which is not the truth. And of course, it's very hard for humanity to focus on God and give God the station he or deserves. He doesn't need our attention and focus. By focusing on the light, it is us who will benefit most. By praising God, by focusing on God, but listening to his prophets and the scriptures, and reading them and following them and bringing them to every level of our lives, who's going to be benefiting? Not us, not God. God doesn't need any of that. It is us who will be focusing on light, and it will be saving us from the darkness that prevails on earth. And some people say, well, if God is true and one, why there is so much destruction and suffering? That is made by man, not by God. Suffering is what man brings to himself. God did not create this creation for humanity to suffer. They were suffering even before the creation was created. It is the delusion of separation from God, and that delusion, of course, surely will bring suffering to humanity. That's one part of our teachings, that if humanity understand, it will greatly help them. That God didn't create the unit consciousness. God didn't create the darkness. Darkness was created because human was separated from the essence, from light, and they fell to their ego and created separation from God. Therefore, the very base and essence of suffering is that original feeling of not being a part of the whole, of the essence. So God didn't create suffering. He didn't bring suffering to humanity. It is human who brings this thing to themselves. By understanding God and his revelation and the word of God from his prophets, and especially this last revelation that explains everything so clearly and unifies all together, they can surely stop this suffering that many of these people talk about. But that needs to be understood by many, followed by many. If the efforts that create the communities of light and bring sharing and unity to humanity, and that is something humanity at this time is not ready for it yet. That's why we have to continue this mission in this lifetime and over many to come, until those who have heard this revelation and teachings and those who have progressed will be incarnated again and again, and we all come back together and each time push this teaching and truth a little farther until our number comes to the critical point and we can change the earth to a peaceful and fantastic place that's been explained as the golden age of coming of the God's kingdom. So this revelation is a work in progress. This revelation is a calling to the elects, those who truly see this vision and clearly understand that this revelation is from God. I hope somebody answer just the man, but his inquiry. This is a new revelation from God. He's asking about our religion and who practices it, and he's here for the first time. This is the new revelation which has been prophesied to come at the end time. It is here. It is presented to humanity through internet, which God has provided for us to be able to reveal it in such a way that no other prophet ever was able to. All will hear him and see him. There is no place on earth that they cannot hear this revelation. Anywhere in the all parts on earth, they can hear it with our teaching, and there are tapes and videos and pictures and teachings and sad songs. Even some of them are translated in different languages. So, it is not a religion that any country practices it yet. It is a new revelation. It's been here only for 25 years, and no country has adopted it yet, but all the countries and people and religions and nations and earth is being called to come to realize and recognize this to humanity, for humanity. And every one of the people who come to this mission and receive the vision, they are a channel. They are people who are called to see this vision clearly, and then they also spread this teaching to everybody they know, everybody they can reach. Let them know, indeed, the last revelation of God has come to earth, and it is called for them to come and see and understand this vision. If they didn't, don't worry about it. You are not responsible for the result of other people's actions. A messenger is here to give a message. An ambassador. When an ambassador of his country goes to another country, gives the message to the head of other country, what the other country will do with that message, it's not the ambassador's responsibility. Of course, the ambassador have to represent it as clearly and as precisely as possible. But after you did that, you are not responsible what the other people take it. You are free. Go to another person that might listen more. Leave them to God. Tell them, I gave you the message. I gave it to you clearly. I directed you to the website and the rooms in the Pal Talk. And probably I'm not even clear myself of the whole vision and teaching yet. So I will study even more so I'll become more clear and understand it better so I can give it to people easier. But I have given you the message. Actually, the message has been given in so many ways. It's been written, it's been published, it's been put in the website, it's been talked about. And now this room, of course, is the room of conversation for those who come to our rooms. They are encouraged to go to the website and read them and study them. And if they have any question about the teaching, come here and talk to me. You are talking to the person who brought this revelation to humanity. So you are lucky that you have this opportunity in this lifetime to come and know this teaching in a deeper level directly from the revealer. When I leave this body, that opportunity will not be there any longer. The more people we reach that they go to the website, they study our teaching in a greater degree and come and discuss it with us in a depth and the deepest level possible, the more pure this teaching will stay after I leave my body, because there are more people who would know this teaching in a greatest degree possible. So you are the messenger of God, and you will take this message to other people and reveal it to them. The vision you have seen yourself. If you are not clear and your vision is not complete about the mission yet, study more. Ask more questions. But ask questions that related to this teaching, to this new wine in a new skin. Don't try to put it in an old skin that you know about, and you try to fit it to one religion, Islam, Christianity, Judaism. No, you have to go beyond that, shatter that narrowness of the mind and this unity. Then you might be able to expand your mind and go out of the shell of one religion and free yourself to God. Cannot fit this revelation to any specific religion. This is a new revelation. It's a new day. It's a new light. It is the light that all other lights are a part of it. So it is much more brighter than any one of them by themselves. It's a collective of seven great lights. So it's a beacon. It's a powerful light that only those who have their eyes open can see it clearly. And of course, when you saw it, you become a messenger. You become second level of messenger, the third level of messenger. You take it to others, and we reach a point that is called the critical point of mass awareness. Then humanity will not stand for wars between nations and nations. People will not stand for disunity and destruction. They will not follow narrow teachings that bring disunity and destruction. They will all expand their mind. They will demand to have an environment that everybody will progress physically, mentally, and spiritually. Not what is it for me alone, but how can we bring the greatest opportunity for every man on earth and eventually we can bring the environment necessary for everybody to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually in the greatest degree. That is the goal of this creation, to guide humanity to go back to God. The goal of the life is to become divine. That's what we have been born to accomplish. We have to teach this to our children, in our schools, in our nation, society, community, family. The word man eventually go back to understand the base of this creation and bring an environment that accelerates everybody's progress toward that goal. It is a new vision, it is a new wine, it's a new day, it is a new creation. And we have to create ourselves toward that goal. We have to forget about our culture, our nationality, our religion, but listen to God and what He wants us to become. shatter all the things that bound us to a narrow view. The more people become like that, the faster this earth will come to become united. A united earth based on the communities of light, which has the Spirit of God in them, and they will follow God's laws and create an environment that many will reach pure consciousness and oneness with God and accelerate the purpose and reason for this creation. Purpose and this reason for this creation is to go back to the equilibrium that it was before that equilibrium was disturbed and the unit consciousnesses were created, and so separation has started between these unit consciousnesses. So it's not a mission, it just said, oh, just meditate and don't worry about it. No. It is a mission of action. It's a mission of the original vision and teaching of God. Indeed, every dogma has been taken out and purified, and the essence of the God's way have been given to humanity. And hopefully one day we won't have a country anymore. So everybody will be following the eternal divine path. It's not a religion actually, in a sense it doesn't have any dogmas, and it's a path. You either follow it or you don't. If you follow it, you will see the benefit of it. Your community will see the benefit of it. Your family will see the benefit of it. The whole earth eventually will see the benefit of following the eternal divine path. The children will be taught to follow eternal divine path. They will be taught to meditate and pray and awaken their spiritual forces. They will be taught to create the communities of light, be a part of the communities of light, share in the communities of light, be godly in communities of light, bring God in their lives, and see how God created the nature, what is the natural way of living, not what intellectuals or educators or those who create an environment that impose unnatural living on humanity, but what God intended for humanity to live, and what is the nature demands. So those in the communities of light, more and more humanity will go toward the natural way of life, not intellectual way of life. As they live naturally, of course, they will see the hand of God in everything they look. When you live unnaturally, after a while you put God out. You don't even see anymore that God's hand is in every part of the creation. You say, my will, not God's will. And therefore you completely lose touch from God. Then God's laws become so unpractical for you. You think, no, you cannot live natural life. It's impractical. The reason is, of course, you have lost the touch to the essence. Now, natural things seem so unnatural to you. And unnatural things seem so natural. Because you have lost that connection to the nature, to your essence. Of course, the more people go to our unnatural life and separate themselves from the essence, the more destruction and disunity and upheaval will come to man and humanity. That's why we need more and more of the people, those who can connect to this essence and nature, and they bring that natural life to their lives, and also teach humanity to go back to that state of living. So it's again a call to humanity to go back to the essence, to the nature, to see God's hand, His ways, not my ways. If we see God's way, then the psychological problem, the social problem, individual problem, the collective problem will be decreased, and we will have very few problems left on earth. As I said many times, probably 99% of the problems on earth related to ego and not being connected to God. If we can connect to God, 99% of the problem will be resolved and dissolved, and that 1% of the real problem can easily be resolved and solved by the collective effort and cooperation. This is the message of God to man, that the time has come for humanity to recognize and realize that for the last 12,000 years, when God left man by himself and just interfered with them very little, for the last 12,000 years there have been upheaval, wars, destruction, disunity, and they never could create the peace on earth. Now it's given how it can be done. It only can be done by understanding our teachings, by understanding the creation history, by realizing that going against the laws of God and nature, nobody is going to suffer but ourselves, and the way to salvation and unity and being the kingdom is the eternal divine path. The eternal divine path has been revealed to humanity by revelations from prophets before us, and each prophet brought a part of this revelation, of this path, and now they are all united and unified, and it is revealed to humanity that there is not such a thing as separate religions, but they are a part of a greater truth. If they recognize and realize this, we will not have religions, but we will have the truth. We will not have dogmas, but we will have the Word of God and the way of God. If we understand that, then we can see God is constant. What He said 12,000 years ago is as true and real as what we say today. But this time, of course, humans have gone through the 12,000 years of evolutionary progress, and now is the time of sundering, separating those who are the elect, are from God, and they have been following God to this point, from those who still resist God. They still hang into their dogmas. They still have religion, not truth. Those who have not experienced God, but follow their preachers, or rabbis, or mullahs, or Brahmins, or gurus, or whoever, whatever you're going to call it. This is the truth should be preached and spread to earth, to awaken humanity to recognize God's work. This is the end time. This is the time of separating the wheat from the chaff. Because it's not a revelation or understanding of one man, but it's the Word of God based on the scriptures with the clear signs given through prophecies and genealogy and all the other miraculous thing that has happened in this mission. But it is up to every man and woman and child to see this clearly and overcome their own understanding and come to God's understanding. It's not a joke, it's not a kidding, it's not something that you should take it lightly. It is something that's been in progress for the last 12,000 years, which created history, kingdoms, nations, destruction. All has happened for this to come to man and show them how they can overcome these suppression and destructive tendencies. There is a question from the Cuesta card. Question: is Maitreya an incarnate prophet or a continuum of the prophecies? It is a revelation have come from God, from the same Spirit that came through Christ, through Muhammad, through Bob, through Moses, through Abraham, through Adam. It is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, the revealer of the truth to humanity. Is the reincarnation of all that Spirit again to man. So when Christian follow Christ, Muhammad was Christ, Bob was Christ, Baba was Christ, they have to recognize that Christ have come over and over, and he said it, I shall return. He didn't say how many times. He said, I shall return, and he did. He returned 4 more times after Christ. So, that's the same Spirit that came through all those revealers, but of course, no revealer have ever manifested the truth of God to the fullest as is been revealed in this revelation to man. This is the last revelation. This is the revelation that incorporates all other revelation. As I said many times, people come to our room and say, it's impossible to unify all the religions of the world. There is so much separation and disunity and differences in religion. It's done. It is here. God already knew about this revelation even before 12,000 years ago. Actually, His Spirit went through the eternal divine path. If you read our teachings, He went through the eternal divine path and returned to Godhead, and God said, that is good. That's a good path. That's a good way. Yes, it can be done. The darkness indeed can be spelled. The chaos can be lifted. How? With the path that Christ went through himself and brought the truth to humanity. Again, Krista Card is asking, are they consciously recollecting their previous life or spirit, or are their lives singular with only the same spirit? It is a revelation or a process that has been prophesied all through history by God. You have to go beyond the physical attribute but to the spirit which is beyond intellect, beyond explanation. That is why God cannot be explained. That's why understanding the first begotten Son of God also is such a hard topic to fathom. Before the last 12,000 years ago, humanity had direct relationship with the Spirit and God. But they failed, they misused it. They did not follow the eternal divine path. They become selfish, self-centered. Therefore, the decision was to reveal this revelation to man in 7 steps. Noah brought the first step, the mystical path, which was the Spirit of God through Noah. Abraham brought the second seal, the communion of light, which is the Old Testament. Christ brought the third seal, which is sacrifice, in order to create the communion of light. Muhammad brought the revelation of surrender and submission, not to be attacked with the result. Bob brought the revelation of the universalism. Baba explained what the Sadvipra is, or Paravipra. And of course, this brings all of them together and show the path. So it's the same spirit. It is one spirit. It is the Spirit of God come through. Now, if that individual is the same who brought this revelation, if you look to the Spirit of God coming through that individual, there is no separation between them all. They are all one. If that individual is really connected to God, there is only one Spirit which comes to humanity. There is no separation between any prophets before it. All the major, of course, we have to distinguish between prophets and major manifestation or Messiah or anointed one. There might be prophets who come and bring a smaller vision or message to humanity, like a Noah, I mean, like a Jonah. The only thing Jonah had to do was to go to that city and tell them, you know, return to God and follow God. So he was a prophet. He was a person who came just to have one message to those people. But major manifestation, Christ or anointed one, or whatever you want to call it, prophet, great prophets like Prophet Muhammad, they come as an evolutionary step to humanity, and then they bring a great revelation, which is a part of the eternal divine path. So that a spirit is the same. The more that the individual who brings this revelation is connected to God, the more that the spirit is one. There is no separation between them all, because they're all is the Spirit of God, is the Holy Ghost. Therefore, you have to look at it as not as a physical manifestation, but as a spiritual understanding, not an intellectual explanation, trying to dig into detail of exactly, you know, how is it, this or that, which is okay, but to understand that the revelation is revealed by God and the Spirit of God. Go ahead. Close the card.
Hi, thanks a lot for answering my questions. Hopefully I can word this better than I wrote it down. Do you feel, you had mentioned chaos, do you feel that the chaos or the complexity of the universe as it increases and the chaos lessens, that our intelligence also rises with it. I kind of thought that you touched upon that in your THOTH. I was just hoping you could clarify.
Absolutely. It's a well-known fact that humanity only uses between 8 to 12% of their brain power. And as humanity meditates and they progress physically and mentally and create an environment that we can use the minds of all humanity for its progress, just imagine how many minds are wasted in Africa, in even Iraq, or the countries they are poor and they don't have enough resources to be able to nurture those minds. And also, as we progress and we meditate, we will be able to use our brain in a greater degree. Just imagine if we can use 20, 25% of our brain. Actually, the brain probably has the capability to manifest the knowledge of the universe, and since humanity is not ready for that kind of intelligence and progress, it uses only 8 to 12% of the brain. Just imagine if it used 100% of the brain, what they could have accomplished. Of course, there are people, they use their brain in a greater degree, but they don't have the awareness of why. Why they are using, and they have that ability, just like psychics. There are people, they can see the scene of the crime. And even the police now is getting to believe in them and using them to solve some crimes that they have not been able to solve it. What is psychic energy come, or telepathy, or permission, or some people say, I had this feeling something going to happen. And it happened. Everybody has them. Everybody have encountered them in their life that, you know, they were surprised at them, or deja vu. What is deja vu? You know, how our brain knows that we already know this place, we have been here. Of course, probably we have been there in a previous incarnation. Now we remember, even we weren't there this lifetime. So there are a lot of things that humanity haven't even touched on yet. They can touch on because they're so busy killing each other and waging wars and stuff, spending all those energy and resources to search this thing in a greater degree. So that's another part of the mission, is to create an environment that we can search this thing, research, and really use our brain to heal ourselves. Even the human life will expand and will again increase in a greater degree. Already it's gone from 36 years to 70, especially in the nations that they have better health and nutrition and all that. Just imagine if we can bring that to in a greater degree. And we progress. Sure, go ahead, Krista Card. If you have any follow-up question, go ahead.
Thanks a lot. Again, this is kind of a theological question, but it says in the Bible somewhere that God created evil and formed righteousness. Do you think this is a culmination of what you're talking about, where our intelligence will culminate with the last of the prophecies? This is the last prophecy, or the last revelation.
Okay, can you quote where in the Bible says that, Christocard? Do you know where it is in the Bible that it says that God created the evil? If you know where it is, do you know where in the Bible says that? Sure. While Quest Descartes is finding that verses, you know, we might consider also that not all the parts in the Bible are the Word of God. Bible has been translated 27 times at least, actually 27 times before this century, I mean last century, middle of the last century, and many words of humans have crept into it. And therefore, not all the parts can be trusted completely. Evil is the separation of man from God and is the craving of the ego. Ego separates man from man, from the universe. And when that happens, the temptation will come and man will fall. If God is everything, where is evil? Is there any place for evil? If God is everything, therefore evil is the illusion of separation from God. It's not even truth. It's an illusion. If it's an illusion, then we have shattered that illusion and connect ourselves to God, and then the Spirit of God will not be tempting and will not make us go against the law, and therefore evil has no power over us whatsoever. So, but I'd like to know where you have that verse in the Bible that says that God created the evil. Because evil is inherent in that illusion of separation from God. Go ahead, Questa. Questia. Okay.
Yes, sir. It's going to take me just a couple minutes. I lost my electronic Bible, so I'm looking it up by hand.
Okay, no problem. When you find it, let us know. Even if you find there is such a verse that God created evil, probably you can expand on it and say because evil is the illusion of separation from God, therefore it's inherent in the universe, therefore you can say God created it. But really, nobody created evil. Evil is in those that are not completely with God, those who do not let God completely come through. Go ahead, Kostia.
Sorry to interrupt again. I kind of thought that it was maybe referring to evil as in the chaos of the universe and the chaos of man's natural intentions and through discipline. But I will find that I've almost found the verse.
Okay, that's fine, Chris. Yeah, it's no problem. When you find it, let us know. Probably, as I said, you know, if you study our teaching, you will see that one thing about our teaching is different than a lot of Judeo-Christian Islamic Baha'i teaching, that in this teaching, it says God created the universe, just like from nothingness, from we just said be and it was. You know, the logical mind have a hard time to accept that thing created from nothing. Okay, so in our teaching, it says no, there was consciousness and three creative forces in the universe. It is more mystical explanation of the creation. Therefore, these materials were on earth even before the creation. And then, when that illusion of separation started in the universe, the unit consciousness was formed and God use these materials from his own body to create the creation. With this understanding, we realize that everything is inherent in the universe from the very beginning. It's not something that has to happen after the creation was created and all that. So in that essence, it answers a lot of questions that the people who have will be answered, just like why there is so much suffering. Suffering is because man doesn't follow God's way. Man doesn't follow God, what God revealed to them, and now is telling them to come and see the revelation, the last revelation. Okay, can you read that Isaiah 45:7? Can you read it for us, Kostya?
Yes, it says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
Okay. Okay, well, I take that verse with a grain of salt. Probably I'll meditate on it much longer to see if it is the Word of God or it's been added to the Bible. According to our teaching and the beginning of the Bible, that doesn't sound correct, because in the beginning, you know, God created heaven and the earth, and the very first verses in the Bible said God didn't like the darkness. His spirit moved into the darkness, so like he wasn't familiar with the darkness, so he has to send his spirit into it to recognize and realize and understand the darkness, what it is. And according to our teaching, that the spirit went through the eternal divine path and eventually returned to God, and that's when it says, and there was light. And that goes very well with the teaching of Christianity, that the spirit of God came to man. But of course, it didn't come at the time of Christ. It went to the darkness or came to the world even before the creation. And that spirit went to the darkness to see what is it that darkness has been created in the universe. And then God created the whole universe to expel that darkness and bring light to all the creation. Therefore, my answer to that verse is most probably that is not the Word of God, that has been added to the Bible, because God is light, and when the light comes, the darkness cannot stand. The question Questia has is, was the darkness before the physical creation? Yes, indeed, that is correct. Indeed, God sent His Spirit, if again you read our teaching, that is clearly explained in the... No, there's no problem, questions like this are welcomed here. There is no problem whatsoever. The only problem we had were the people who come here with the dogmas, and they yell and they scream and they accuse us a lot of things instead of asking questions and knowing the teaching. No, that's fine. It was chaos, and the darkness was on the universe, and God sent His spirit to that darkness. That spirit went through the eternal divine path, reached back to the light, and God saw the light, that it was good. It was good path. It was good way to bring the darkness back to the light. And then, of course, it was attempted to help the darkness go back to God. But in that state, it was very difficult. The darkness still had the power of spirit, and they would not listen and progress. That is when it was decided that the creation will be created, and the powers of the darkness will be taken away from them little by little until the flood of Noah, which eventually all the powers were taken away and even the third eye of man was closed. The only thing left for them was the telepathic ability. Even they used the telepathic ability to create a Tower of Babel. Even that was taken away, and now we are humans, we don't have any power whatsoever. So you are correct, the darkness was before this physical creation, and this physical creation is created with the body of God. Again, go to our website, read our teachings. Everybody encouraged. All the answers are given. It sounds like a big claim, but that is the truth. And it goes very well with the revelation of God that when the seventh angel comes, no mystery will be left, and there is no mystery left. All the answers are here for humanity to look and understand God's way and progress toward unity and light. Okay, we are out of time, but there is a comment, I guess, from Kostya that it says, I have to say I'm skeptical, but the unity of Thou is incredible. May I ask how long it took to complete? Being a skeptical is very healthy. Indeed, we encourage it. And of course, revelation of God and understanding of it is not compulsory. Every man, woman, and child should eventually prove it to themselves. That's what that website is there. That's what by our writing, the tapes, the videos, everything is there for you to go search, knock, ask, and prove it to yourself. Therefore, we actually welcome skeptical approach to our teaching. You should be approaching every new idea or claim with that spirit, and we ourselves indeed approach it with the same spirit. And everybody is in this mission have done the same, and that prove it to themselves. That's why when it's proven to themselves, it is their revelation, it is between them and God, and we become co-workers and friends and people who work together to bring the kingdom of God on earth. I hope that you eventually realize indeed with all the clear evidence it is from God, and this is the last revelation, and come and join us and get on with us to help. Now you ask how long it took. It took me, the revelation started coming in 1977. By 1982, it was ready to be published, and in the spring of 1982, it was when it was published to humanity, and we tried to reach to people from then on. And it's been probably around how long? It's been 1982. It's been around 23, 24 years that it's been on earth, and it's been spreading since then, and hopefully more and more people see the vision you have seen and see how incredible of a revelation it is. It is incredible. No human can sit down and write that book. Indeed, it has been prophesied every word, in though you can write 1,000 book about. So again, we encourage you to go to our website again, study our teachings, understand the incredible revelation that God sent to humanity, understand it, prove it to yourself, and then after you prove it to yourself, look at yourself and see why God guided you to this teaching and mission, and what is the call for you to spread this mission and message in a greater degree, and then we can work together as close as possible to see this mission is done. we end up our session here. I leave you all to God. Be with God and let Him come through. Meditate, understand, recognize and realize. And may God bless you all. And maybe we see each other next week again. Salam, everybody.